largest, most incredible music battle in Twin Cities radio history. With our current champion, Alice Cooper, going for three in a row against the challenging Birds. Voting now at 452-3333. The Boogie Battle on U100, the fastest growing radio station in the Twin Cities. The Birds battling out of 1966 against our current champion, Billion Dollar Babies, by Alice Cooper on U100. The Boogie Battle weekend, and the battle lines are open at 452-3333. Vote right now. And after Michael J., Douglas gets through with you.
It's 19 till 10, 44 degrees still, Captain Billy.
We'll find out who won.
What?
Oh, we're going to find out. I just inhaled and you jumped in there with that whole pshh.
That was fast, huh?
Boy, he's so fast, he just can't last. Yeah. Hi, everybody. I just thought I'd throw that in, too, based on that article in the paper the other day when they quoted that incredible turkey. Sounds phony when they say, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
The successor to the infamous French Connection drug ring may have been found alive and well and living inside a Mexican jail. Yes, sir, a combined Mexican-U.S. raid on the Baja California State Prison has turned up the headquarters inside the prison, get this, of an international drug ring run by a 39-year-old woman prisoner who used elaborately coded telephone calls to control suppliers and the dealers. Mexican honchos say records seized in the raid show drug transactions running from New York to Seattle and North Carolina to Canadian cities. A little peek in the woman's cell turned up the records, $30,000 in U.S. currency and $100,000 worth of jewelry, all there inside her prison cell. President Ford, you know, is really busy fighting inflation. Like today, for instance, he's down south talking to Republican conventions, saying elect Republicans, otherwise you'll have a bunch of Democrats in there and a veto-proof Congress, and in effect, the end of the two-party American system. And they couldn't fight with each other all the time. Well, anyway, when Ford first put on his whip inflation now or win button for his economic address to the nation, he announced that the government had not yet had time to mass produce these little lapel pins that everybody wanted so much. Win buttons are so rare, in fact, that members of the cabinet have been forced to share them with each other, taking turns wearing them when they're on the boob tube.
Give me that win button.
The Washington Post reports, however, that one federal agency of the federal government, unlike all the rest, has all the win buttons they want.
Guess which one?
Can you guess which one?
Which one is it?
It's the CIA.
Ha!
It turns out, of course, the CIA has experts who can duplicate just about everything there is in a few hours' time. Washington Post says the agency's headquarters in Langley has been known to come up with perfect Bulgarian army uniforms or a set of Czech dentures on demand, you know, hey. The newspaper says that while other government officials, including members of Congress, are literally begging for a win button, CIA officials are wearing them around with self-satisfied smiles on their faces saying, keep your hands off.
Give me that win button.
Easy, Billy. Easy. We'll be back in a second.
Attention, audio freaks. This is it. The last days for great sound at our 301 East Lake Street store. Everything in stock will be sold at the lowest possible prices available for name brand stereo and four-channel equipment. Name brands like Marantz, JBL, Dynaco, AR, Electrovoice, KLH, Thorin, Sony, and many, many more. All in full factory warranty. Many items are one or few of a kind, so hurry in for great sound at great prices. And only at Great Sound on 3rd and Lake. Great Sound opens Sunday, noon to 5.
I'm sorry, it was almost late there. Stacy Lamour, Seattle. In weird news, was sentenced to 18 days in jail yesterday in Bremerton, Washington, after she pleaded guilty to a charge of vagrancy. She was arrested, this is straight too, right off UPI, she was arrested while running down Washington Street wearing only a pair of red booties. From Believe It or Cram It, a Redding, California junior high school student's had trouble getting back to class this year. Since the end of the summer, he's been having a few strokes of bad luck. He was bitten by a black widow spider and two rattlesnakes. The boy's father says, gee, the kid's getting to be a nervous wreck. He can't get his thing together. His friends really appreciate the seriousness of all this. As a get-well president, Larry's friends...
President?
Did I say president?
That's what you said.
As a get-well present, Larry's friends presented him with a rubber snake last night, to which Larry said, U-100.
Give me that wind button!
Finally sunny and mild. High mid-50s today.
I want a wind button!
Shh! You're crazy this morning, Billy. You know that?
What are you
They're coming
me?
For you. Yeah. 44 degrees right now. Michael J. Douglas saying goodbye, Captain Billy.
Goodbye, Michael
J. Crazy.
Where
I'm
are you
leaving?
Where are you? Oh,
going
where are you
back
going?
To the farm. And
back
talk
to the farm.
To my coon and my pigs. They understand me.
I'll see you Monday morning.
Bye.
Bye. Dirty Dave down in the basement.
Okay, Captain Billy. The final count on that was 208 to 121 billion-dollar babies again for the third time.
Over the birds. How about that? Alice Cooper with a third victory in a row. It takes five to become a grand champion and enter the battle of grand champions tomorrow afternoon at 3 with Jeff Mother Robbins on the Super U. Three-time winner and champion Alice Cooper with billion-dollar babies now facing its stiffest challenge of all. Brother Bob challenging 452-3333 for your votes on a boogie battle weekend at the Super U. Challenging three-time winner, billion-dollar babies, Alice Cooper, Brother Bob with Positively 4th Street. We'll see how Minneapolis reacts to that. It's 9:53. We'll go to the basement and check with Dirty Dave momentarily. I'm Captain Billy. Don't forget, Monday morning I'll be talking and interviewing and laughing and scratching with Terry Sylvester, member of the Hollies.
John Lennon, 476, now in all Woolworth Record Department.
Dirty Dave, Bob Dylan challenges Alice Cooper. Does Alice Cooper win four in a row, or is it Bob Dylan?
Okay, the final count is 184 to 151. Alice Cooper again over Bob Dylan.
Alice Cooper! One more victory, and Alice Cooper becomes a grand champion, entering the Battle of Grand Champions tomorrow at 3 with Jeff Mother Robbins on a boogie battle weekend at the Super U. Hot off four victories in a row, billion-dollar babies by Alice Cooper. On a boogie battle weekend at WYOO-AM-FM Richfield, the Rockin' Super U. And I'm Captain Billy. I'll be back Monday morning at 5 o'clock. Continue to boogie with you. Next, Brother Bob continues the boogie battle, and you'll have to be listening to him to find out whether the new challenger beats Alice Cooper or whether Alice Cooper becomes a grand champion and joins the Battle of Grand Champions tomorrow afternoon at 3 with Jeff Mother Robbins. Challenging the Rolling Stones, and you can vote now at 452-3333. And this is Captain Billy reminding you in the meantime, it's not whether you win or lose, it's whether you win.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are taking part in the great U-100 Stereo Boogie Battle Weekend. 452-3333.
452-3333. 452-3333. U-100, good morning. Brother Bob, 1002. In the Twin Cities' most fantastic, incredible musical battle ever. And you can take part at 452-3333. Get your phone soaked up. We're going to do it this morning. A special event coming up between now and 2. A battle of the LP Giants. Get to vote for your favorite LP sometime between now and 2 on the Super U. Okay, let's check out with Boogie Dave and find out who the winner is between our last match, Alice Cooper, Billion Dollar Babies, and Happy, the Rolling Stones. Dave, what's the score?
Okay, the final vote was 127-124 in favor of the Rolling Stones.
Alice Cooper gets knocked off by the Stones. All right. Goodbye, Mr. Nice Guy. U-100 with the Stones, the group that nipped Alice Cooper in the bud, one shy of a grand championship. Goodbye, Alice Cooper. The Stones with Happy at 10:05, up against a new challenger.